Our next presenter is a well-known contributor at this conference. Pai Mayo, partner at Mayo & Poland, will review Medicare for us, including recent changes to Part D. Welcome, Pai. Thank
Well, first, before we get started, let's talk about the idea about why all y'all might have stayed here just for this presentation. why do we care that much about Medicare? Well, the one thing about Medicare is that if you're an elder law attorney or a special needs attorney who deals with people who are on disability, even if it's a child who's going to end up to be an adult disabled child at some day, almost every client that you'll ever represent has one thing and one thing only in common, besides maybe paying some taxes, is that they will be on Medicare. Now, I'm not going to tell you that any of this information I'm going to impart to you today is going to allow you to go out on Monday morning and start filing Medicare appeals. That's a very difficult thing to learn to do. And the payment provisions in it are a little tough as well. But what I am going to tell you, there's nothing that will inure you to your clients or make them think you care about them, even if you do or don't. We know everybody in this room cares a lot about their clients. Than being able to talk to them about their health care. Because every client I've ever represented that walked into my office, one of the main goals they had was worrying about how they're going to pay for their health care. And since all of the people that walk into your office will probably be on Medicare, having a knowledge, a working knowledge at least, of the Medicare benefits and the program and the issues regarding Medicare will go a long ways toward letting these people that you represent know that you care about them. In addition to that, some of you either might be approaching age 65 or might even have parents that are approaching age 65, so knowing about Medicare can be important to you personally. Now, there's a lot of different things in this paper. It's very, very long. There's over 50 footnotes, and as it says, a primer, and they always talk about breathing or drinking through a fire hose, it's impossible in any amount of time to impart everything I could want to impart to you about the Medicare program. But most of what we have here is a basic understanding, and these slides will help you with that. But there's a couple of secret sauce things. I couldn't help but not throw in a little secret sauce. So in the interest of not being able to cover all 67 of my slides, I'm going to tell you about the secret sauce up front, and then we'll get into talking about what is Medicare, because I want you to catch these things. Now, I promise you everything I mentioned today is covered in the paper extensively. So if I say something and you have an interest in it further, if you don't want to go too far into it, just reading the slides alone will get you a long ways down the road. So you can divide it up between just reading the slides alone, and that's one thing, or seeing something on the slide or something I say today and being more interested and delving into it. Because I promise you, in that 60 footnotes is going to be all the code of federal regulations and USC code sections you'd ever want to delve into. I predominantly use the code of federal regulations because they're much, much less difficult to deal with the United States code. But occasionally, we had to put that in there. So the first thing I want to impart to you is secret sauce. Is that there's this big dichotomy right now, and you'll read more about it if you're in this area, about people who originally joined Medicare Advantage plans becoming disillusioned with them. Happens more and more every day, and fully 50% of the people that are on Medicare today are on Medicare Advantage plans. If you watch the commercials early in the day before 9 or 10 o'clock, you can't help but see 55 of them telling you about how wonderful they are. Well, the problem is they aren't as wonderful sometimes as their representative. So people go into the Medicare Advantage plans and they very quickly determine that they do not like it because they can't see the doctors they want or for whatever reason. People that are on a skilled nursing benefit from Medicare Advantage plans get denied, from my experience, on a weekly basis and have to file appeal after appeal after appeal to keep their benefits going. So the one thing is that they're looking forward to, and it's talked about extensively in the paper, about open enrollments and initial enrollments and all these things that they mean to you, is that they leave the Medicare Advantage and they want to go back to what we call fee-for-service or original Medicare. Well, here's the trap that you get into. Most people don't know it when they're freely able to leave and go back to fee-for-service Medicare, but when they do,